I'm Susan Anderson, Curatorial Research Associate for Dutch and Flemish Drawings in the Division of European and American Art. This is Women Bleaching Linen Near a Walled Town, drawn around 1560 by an anonymous artist today called the Master of the Small Landscapes. A group of about 20 drawings by this hand survive. 12 of them, although not this drawing, were used as the basis for prints in a series of 44 etchings of the same small size as the drawings that were published in two suites in 1559 and 1561. The title page of the first suite states that these scenes were portrayed from life and identifies the predominant location as the countryside around Antwerp, now in the country of Belgium. Over the years, art historians have suggested many known artists as the author of this group, but none have stuck. So, as a convenient shorthand, this name derives from the nickname for the prints. This drawing is rendered in brown ink lines over barely visible black chalk lines on an off-white antique laid paper that is just over 5 by 8 inches in size, or about half of a sheet of today's copy paper arranged with the long side running horizontally. You could easily hold it in both hands. The title of this work is an apt description of what the artist depicted. In just over half of the lower portion of the drawing, he shows us a scene of several laborers, mostly women, in a field laying out long rolls of linen to lighten in the sun, separated from a dense cluster of steeply pitched rooftops behind them by a high stone wall that runs in a very straight horizontal line about a quarter from the bottom of the drawing. The upper half is dedicated to the sky, which includes a few lightly drawn lines to indicate sky peeping through the clouds, and more darkly rendered small pairs or clusters of birds in flight at the left, middle, and right. There is a sense that the artist stood a short distance from the scene he depicted, slightly above the field, so that we can see the surfaces of a number of long, unrolled pieces of linen side by side, some leading towards the wall at the right, and the others running parallel to it at the left, with a few shirts splayed out at the lower center. And although the buildings cannot be matched with known structures, their vernacular character and dense layout imply that this was a real place that would have been easily recognized in its day. For the time, this intimate manner of depicting a local landscape and its architecture was a quite radical departure from the vast, rolling, and often imaginary panoramas that were then traditional, but would become the predominant preference just to the north in the Dutch Republic during the 17th century. The brown ink lines are the only color in this work, save for the light brown tone of the paper that has darkened with age. Although the difference is very subtle, the brown ink that was used for the field and the laborers is slightly darker than that used for the buildings. Conservators in the Strauss Center for Conservation examined this drawing under varying wavelengths of infrared light and noticed that the upper portion appeared very differently than the lower, suggesting that the two inks were from two different batches and therefore probably done in two different campaigns. During this period, artists were increasingly encouraged to go into nature to draw. Very likely, the buildings were done outside from observation and the field in the studio. Given that linen production was a popular industry around Antwerp during this time, its inclusion here, even if generic and slightly awkward in its use of perspective, lends the scene a feeling of authenticity.